Shabbat shalom. Good morning. Were you the first to arrive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's give it another minute. Class is a combination of our Psalms class, which we've been doing for a number of weeks, and our morning blessings and morning reading of the Torah classes. So we will start with the Psalms class, which is this is the last class for Psalm 89. It's the fifth class, and what we said was we would read all of the 53 verses in the Hebrew and also the commentary that's on the Psalms landing page. So please open up your unique astrological times landing page. Scroll down to the section of the Ta'anit Dibur. Open up the Psalm landing page for Psalm 89. And scroll down to the first links that brings up the Machon Mamre. And scroll down to chapter 89 of the Psalms. And that will leave your Psalms landing page open. So you'll need to go back and scroll back up to the commentary when the time comes. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchinu Utkilu Utkilu Urchinu V'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Maskil Eitan Ha Ezrahi Kazde Hashem Olam Ashira Lador Vador Odia Emunat Chafafi Ki Amarti. Olam chesed yibane, shamayim takin emunata lahem. Karati berit livtichiri, nishbati ledavid avdi, adolam akin zarecha.
Has joined.
Lador Wador Kizaha Sela. We O do Shemaim Pilaha Hashem. Hapemunaka. We call Kedoshin Kimi Vashak. Yarok Lashem. Yidme Lashem. Vive. El Narat Sod Kedoshim Rabba Nora Al kol sevivav Hashem Elohe Tzevaot Mikamot
has joined.
Chasinya v'emunatcha sevivotecha ata moshel begiut hayam besho galavata tashabechem. Adikita kechalav rahal bizroa usa bizarta ovecha lecha shemayim af lecha aretz tevel mloa atayistatam tachon v'yamin ata v'ratam tabor v'chemon v'shim chayiranenu lecha zeroa im gerura ta'oz yadcha tarum yeminecha tzedek u'mishpat bekom kisecha chesed ve'emet yekadmu banecha ashrei ha'am yodei teruah Hashem b'yor panecha yehalekun v'shimcha yegilun ko hayom u'psidkatcha yarubu ki tiferet uzamo ata u'birtzoncha tarum karneinu Ila Hashem Maginenu Velikdosh Yisrael Malkenu Az Dibarta Bechazom Lechasidecha Vatomer Shiviti Ezer Al Gibor Harimoti Vahur Meyam Matzati David Avdi V'shemen Kadshi Mishativ Asher Yaditi Konimo Asiro Ita Amtenu Lo Yishi Oyevo Uven Avla Lo Ya'anenu Zekatoti mipanav sarav shanav ego emunati v'chazdi imo uvishmi tarum karno v'samti v'ayam yado v'ancharot yemino Yikra ani aviata eli b'tzur yeshuati af ani b'chor etnehu elyon lemalke aretz leolam eshmar lo chazdi uvriti Ne'emenet lo yisamti la'ad zaro b'kiso ki meshamayim im yazvu banal torati u'mishpatai lo yelechun In chukotai yehalelu, u'mitzvotai lo yishmoru, u'fakati b'shevet tish'am u'bingayim avonam, u'chesdi lo afir, me'imo v'lo ashaker, be'emunatoi. Lo achalel b'riti u'motza. Sifatai lo ashane. Achat nishbati b'kachim l'David. Akazev. Zaro le'olam yihye v'niso. Kashemesh. We Ilalta la'aretz nizro paratzta kol gederotav shamta mivatzarav mechita shasuhu kol obre derech hayacher palishkenav harimota yamin tzarav Ismachta polvav afta shiv tur harbo velo hakemoto bamilchama ishatamitcharo v'kisolaretz migarta Tsarta yeme alumav etita ala busha serla adma hashem tisa serla netsa bivarkimo eishchamatecha zechor ani mechalech laled alma shav. Rata kol b'nei adam migever yihye v'lo yireh mavet yimalet nafsho miyad she'osela ayei chasadecha haroshinim Adonai nishpatat l'David be'emunatecha. Zechor Adonai cherpat avadecha. Seiti v'cheki kol rabim amim. Asher chayerfu oyevecha. Hashem asher chertfu. Ikvot Meshichecha, Baruch Hashem Leolam, Amen V'Amen. Now we turn to the Psalms landing page and begin at the commentary. For those of you who didn't hear earlier, we are in the fifth class of Psalm 89. We finished all of the verses, and in our previous class, we said today, the fifth class, we would read the verses in Hebrew, as is our wont at the end of each psalm. And then we would also read the commentary, which we had not yet read. And that is what we are about to do now. We're so noisy, yet so many are deafened by the silence. In the midst of all the distractions that make up today's lifestyle, we seem to become unable to hear the voice that speaks to our soul. Helen Keller, the famous personage who was both blind and deaf, once remarked, being blind cuts you off from the world. Being deaf cuts you off from humanity. When we become so flooded with loud noises, we become inhuman, insensitive of what should be real in our lives. During the American Civil War, commentators pointed out a strange phenomena. It seems that while major battles were being fought, there were pockets of space where whiteness could not hear a thing, where witnesses could not hear a thing. Imagine, they watched as man slaughtered man. Huge cannons were set off and hand-to-hand battles were waged, yet they could not hear a thing. These pockets of silence were called acoustic shadows, and they have never really been explained. It seems that we too live in such shadows. We see the despair and witness the misery, yet for some reason, we don't really hear the message. Truth be said, we know the voice is there, but we become so engulfed by social distractions that our hearts don't pick up what our ears discern. As we have tried and tested way to unclog our hearing, we can go to Gutayit Torah sages and hear their words. Each generation brings forth its specific leadership. Holy Yidden who know what society's noises are all about and how we can overcome their soul pollution. These tzaddikim have the words that can cut through the chaff that clogs our environment. They understand our desperation, and each speaks in a unique manner. We pedestrians need guidance, and Hashem has given us a Torah leadership for each generation. The major difficulty we face is in not allowing ourselves to accept hearing their direction. In these times when the secular world speaks of democracy and majority rule, it is hard for some to accept that Yiddishkeit is not a democracy, nor something cooked up in a committee. Being connected with Hashem flies against everything the secular mind wants or thinks it wants. No one is immune from such talk, and it is this that makes us deaf to our real role in life. Yes, we may do mitzvot with regularity. However, all too often, we feel them to be a burden, not a joy. This is not always our fault. It's because we stand in an acoustical shadow, witnessing the havoc around us, but unable to hear our eternal truths. There are many worthy and saintly Torah sages in each generation. Hashem has graced us with spiritual giants who live their entire lives for the good of others. Perhaps one of the greatest tasks of a person who seeks to be an Ovid, a servant of Hashem, is to find his Torah leader, the one who speaks to his needs in a language he feels attracted to. It takes humility, truthfulness, and not a small bit of courage. But without it, we will go through life deafened to who we really are. Hashem has promised us that such leadership will always be there. It is our responsibility to seek it, to listen to it, and then activate its guidance into our reality. If we remain standing in the acoustic shadows of this world, then we will have seen all the bitterness and pain without any true hope of real joy. This Kapitel tells of the promise of leadership and its eternal comfort. Chasdei Hashem olam ashira, of the kindness of Hashem, forever I will sing. Throughout all the generations, I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. Despite the clouds and mist, we must be aware and speak of the faithfulness that Hashem shows to his children. Tarati Brit Levechiri, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant. Moreover, will I establish your seed and build up your throne throughout all the generations. Selah. The greatest son of the house of David is the Torah scholar, for it is in his hands to build up the possibility of our ultimate redemption. Hashem has created a covenant with David that despite the galut, he will not only survive, but bit by bit build up, till David's throne will be reunited with our nation. V'yodu Shemayim Pilcha Pilacha Hashem, and the heavens will praise your wonders, Hashem, and your faithfulness will be praised in the assembly of Holy One. There will come a time when heaven and earth will once again meet in song. Those who seek to escape the loud silence of the material world will merit the reward of praising Hashem in the Kehillah led by his Holy Ones. Ata Moshel Begeilut Hayam, you rule over the majesty of the sea. When it raises its waves, you still them. When life seems to be a sea of raging hurt, it is Hashem in his love that can still its waves. You feel you will become engulfed by it all, yet if you listen to your connection with him, you will find safety. The Kapitel goes on to describe the power that is Hashem. We need never lose heart, for he is the creator that rules over the entire globe. But how do we get through the distractions of this material place that we find ourselves in? How does one keep focused on the eternal truth? Matzati David Avdi, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. Hashem has chosen David to be that link, that connection. In David, we must see all the kings of Israel that have followed. Who are these kings? The Torah scholars who represent the sweet truths that David extolled. Asher Yadi Tikon Imu. Imo, with whom my hand will be established, also my arm will strengthen him. Hashem is known in this material world through those who hold on to the Torah. With every word of Torah they utter, Hashem's works becomes more apparent. Our sole source of strength as a people is through his Torah and mitzvot. There is no other nation that has survived so long with so many disabilities. How have we done so? The secret lies in his arm, Hashem's mitzvot. Through them, we have been strengthened. The psalm goes through a depiction of our nation's ups and downs, times when we feel close to Hashem, in times when we are more distant. All the while, David speaks of the centrality of Torah kingship, its role in leading our people forward. He cries out that even when the people are living with clarity of daily humiliation, he and those who follow him as leaders bear in my bosom the burden of all the many peoples. With this Kapitel, we end the third book of Tehillim, and we do so on a moving note. Blessed is Hashem forever. Amen. The Amen. This will always be our heartfelt reality. Blessings come from and are given to the one force that is eternal, Hashem. Does anybody have any questions? any comments, any thoughts? Sixth Aliyah of Parashat Bereshit. There are 28 verses in this sixth Aliyah, and 28 connects to the word koach. Power or strength is its translation. Chapter 4, verse 23. To chapter 5, verse 24. We will read the Hebrew first, and then the English translation and whatever commentary we may have time for.
Ezra Shana Ushbone Meot
Vayolet Banim Uvanot Vayu Kol Yemei Enosh Vameshanim Utshabeot Shana Vayomot Vayechi Keinan Shivim Shana Vayolet Et Mahalalel Vayechi Keinan Achare Holido Et Mahalalel Arbaim Shana Ushmone Meot Shana Vayolet Banim Uvnot Vayu Kol Yemei Keinan Aeser Shanim Utshameot Shana Vayamot Vayehi Mechalalel Hameshanim Vushishim Shana Vayoled Et Yared Vayehi Mechalalel Achare Holido Et Yered Shiloshim Shana Ushpone Meot Shana Vayoled Vanim Uvanot Vayihu Kol Yemei Mahalalel Chamesh V'tishim Shana Ushpone Meot Shana Vayamot Vayehi Eyered Shetayim Veshishim Shana Umat Hashana Vayoled Hanoch Vayehi Yered Achare Holido Et Hanoch Shemone Meot Shana Vayoled Banim Uvanot Vayehu Kol Yemei Yered Shetayim Veshishim Shana Utshameot Shana Vayamot Vayehi Tanoch Hamesh Veshishim Shana Vayoled Et Metushalach Vayichalech Hanoch Et HaElohim Achare Holido Et Metushalach Shelo Ushmeot Shana Vayoled Benim Uvanot Vayehi Kol Yemei Hanoch Hamesh Veshishim Shana Ushlosh Meot Shana Vayichalech Hanoch Et HaElohim V'yenenu Ki Lakach Yoto Elohim. Shall we now read the English translation? Again, we begin with chapter 4, verse 23. Now Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hearken to my voice, wives of Lamech. Incline your ears to my words. For I have slain a man by wounding him, and a child by bruising him. Hearken to my voice, for his wives had separated from being intimate with him, because he had slain Cain and Tubal-Cain, his own son. The story was that Lamech was blind and Tubal-Cain was leading him. He spotted Cain, who appeared to him as an animal, and he told his father to draw the bow, and he killed him. As soon as he learned that it was his grandfather, Cain, he clapped his hands together in anguish and clapped his son between them and killed him. So his wives separated from him, and he attempted to appease them. Hearken to my voice. Who hearkened to me to agree to live with me, or was the man I killed because of my wounding? Did I wound him intentionally, that the wound should be attributed to my name? And the child I killed, was he killed by my bruising, on account of my intentional bruising? This is a question. Did I not do it inadvertently and not intentionally? This is not my wound, and this is not my bruise. Pitza is a wound inflicted by a sword or an arrow. Machadur, in Old French. Verse 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then for Lamech it shall be 77-fold. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, Cain, who killed intentionally, was given an extension until 7 generations, how much more should I, who have killed unintentionally, be given many times 7? 77-fold. In Hebrew, it's shivim v'shiva. An expression meaning many sevens is used here. So did Rabbi Tanhuma explain it. This does not appear in extant editions of Tanhuma, but in Yalchut Shimoni. It is quoted from Tanhuma. In Midrash Genesis Rabbah, Lamech did not kill anyone, but his wives separated from him after they had fulfilled the mitzvah of propagation. Because a decree had been issued to destroy Cain's seed after 7 generations. They said, why should we give birth in vain? Tomorrow the flood will come and inundate everything. He answered them, have I slain a man for whom I should be wounded? Did I slay Abel, who was a man in stature and a child in years, that my seed should be annihilated for that iniquity? If Cain, who killed, was given an extension of 7 generations, I who did not slay, how much more so should I be given an extension of how many 7? Now this is an absurd deduction from a minor to a major case, because if so, the Holy One, blessed be he, could not exact his debt nor fulfill his words. We transition to a different subject. We should ask the question, why were these verses about Lamech and his problems with his wives be separated from the 4 verses that we read yesterday? Yesterday was the 5th day, and we read the Sefirah of Hod, which has to do with appreciation. This verse is Yesod. These verses connect to Yesod. This story, but they have a separation, because Yesod is not Hod. But it sounds similar, doesn't it? Yesod is about creativity and creation. It's about sexuality and foundation. Yesod draws from all of the above Sefirot, not just Hod. Yesod receives from Netzach. It receives from Tiferet. it receives from Chesed and Geburah as well. Chapter 5, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and she named him Seth. For Hashem has given me another seed instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. And Adam knew, etc. Lamech came to the first man, Adam, and complained about his wives. He, Adam, said to them, "Is it for you to be so strict concerning the decree of the Omnipotent? You perform your mitzvot, and he will do his." They, the wives, said to him, "Correct yourself first. Haven't you separated from your wife already 130 years, since death was decreed because of you?" Immediately, and Adam knew, etc. What is the meaning of Od again? This is to say that his desire for Eve was increased above his previous desire. And to Seth also, to him a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then it became common to call by the name of the Lord. Then it became common. The Hebrew word is huchal, is an expression of cholin, profaneness. To name people and idols with the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, to make them idols and to call them deities. And now we transition to chapter 5, meaning there is a space in the Torah between this verse and Rashi's comment and the beginning of chapter 5. Verse 1, the space, wherever there is a space in the Torah, and there are three different styles of spaces. One is the space of 9 letters. And that means that the verse ends on one line and starts on that same line. And then there is a space of 16 letters, which means that the verse starts on one line, the verse ends on one line, but it starts anew on the next line, not the same line. And the third form of spacing is 4 lines that separate between the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus, or between each level of book. This is the narrative of the generations of man. The Hebrew is sefer, meaning a book. This is the narrative of the generations of man, and there are many agadic midrashim. Agadic means stories or metaphors for our understanding. And on the day that God created, etc., this tells us that on the day that he was created, he begot children. Male and female, he created them, and he blessed them, and he named them man, Adam, on the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begot in his likeness after his image, and he named him Seth. 130 years, until then he had separated from his wife. And the days of Adam after he begot Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Adam lived 930 years. And all the days of Adam that he lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and he begot Enosh. And Seth lived after he had begotten Enosh 807 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh lived 90 years, and he begot Kenan. And Enosh lived after he had begotten Kenan 815 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. So you're seeing a pattern. The question is, why is the
has verse, joined.
Why does the verse say that he lived these number of years? That verse is not necessary. It could be just be an Enosh lived and begot sons and daughters. It doesn't have to specify the number of years that he lived after he had his first child. Why does it, the verses come and say that? Why is this the pattern of delivery? And the answer is, from this information, one of the answers of this question, in my opinion, is we learn that each human being who was born in this generation, these 10 generations, from Adam up until Noah, every human being was able to correct, make tikkun for the, all of the sin of Adam, all the way back. Each human being could make that connection and make that correction, but they did not. Verse 12 of chapter 5. And Kenan lived 70 years, and he begot Mahalalel. And Kenan lived after he had begot Mahalalel 840 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and he begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he had begotten Jared 830 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Hanok. And Jared lived after he had begot Hanok 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Is there a connection between Adam and Jared? Because they both lived 800 years after they had their first child. Is there a connection? And this comes to teach us, in my opinion, that each of these numbers that are specified has a meaning. The concept of 800 connects to the eighth Sephirah, which is Bina, which is Olam Haba, the world that is coming. And the term 100 years also connects to Olam Haba. We are taught in Kabbalah, if the number is in thousands, it's dealing in the frame of Wahakma. If it's in hundreds, it's dealing in the frame of Olam Haba, of Bina. If it's in the tens, it's dealing in the frame of Zeranpin. And if it's in single years, it's dealing in the level of Malchut. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Hanok lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah. 65 connects us to the word Adonai. And one of the ways of parsing the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the middle two letters spell the word din, or judgment. The outer letters, when combined, create the word that translates as an island. It's hinting that Hanoch was an island in the midst of his generation, but it was an island of judgment. He wasn't inclusive. He didn't bring people close to him. He became close to God, as we will find out. Verse 22, and Hanoch walked with God after he had begotten Methuselah 300 years, and he begot sons and daughters. I'm looking quickly because I want to know what is the word for God that Hanoch walked with. Hanoch walked with Ha-Elohim. He walked with the God of judgment. Is that significant? Many times in these chapters, there's a combination name that we've spoken about briefly. The combination is Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Elohim. It's not Hashem the Ha Elohim, it's Hashem Elohim. It's a very significant name. It combines the two attributes. Creation did not come from this combined name. Chapter 1 is only Elohim. But as soon as Adam is created, the verses in chapter 2 start with Hashem Elohim. And walked with God, and he was no longer, for God had taken him. He took him at the age of 365, the number of days in a year, the number of negative mitzvot. All of these are hints, more than hints, they're information that a Kabbalist utilizes. And Hanoch walked. He was a righteous man, but he could easily be swayed to return to do evil. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be he, hastened and took him away and caused him to die before his time. For this reason, Scripture changed the wording in the account of his demise and wrote, and he was no longer in the world to complete his years. For God had taken him before his time, like Ezekiel, behold, I am taking from you the desire of your eyes. So why did the Yesod Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, stop at this point right after Hanoch? Read along with Shir HaShirim at our 11 o'clock class. That's 11 West Coast time. So it's 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, and noon for Mountain time. We are out of time, but we always have time for questions. Are there any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom, a truly pleasant Shabbat, a Shabbat filled with wonder at the unity of the creation. Shabbat filled with joy at all that mankind has learned, more importantly, will continue to learn. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol to all. Be healthy and wealthy. But most importantly, be wise, because your wisdom will bring you health. Your wisdom will bring you wealth. Your wisdom will bring you joy. Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.